Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be diving into The Juice, you know, that news app for kids. We're going to look at today's stories and maybe give you some ideas for talking about them with your kids.
Yeah, it's always good to know what they're learning about. Plus, these stories can, you know, lead to bigger conversations too, right?
Exactly. So the first one today, it's about Belarus. They're getting these Russian hypersonic missiles, the Oreshnik. And these things are pretty intense. They can hit 7,610 miles per hour and carry six warheads with a range of 12,242 miles.
Yeah. Belarus says they need these missiles because they see neighboring countries like Poland and Lithuania building up their militaries, and those countries are part of NATO. Belarus's president, Lukashenko, he's even talked about picking targets, so, you know, people are getting worried.
Right. It sounds pretty serious, though some analysts think it might be more for show, like they just want to send a message.
Yeah.
So is it a real threat or just, you know, trying to scare people?
It's tough to say for sure, but it definitely shows how countries use their military tech as leverage. Maybe this could be a chance to talk with your kids about deterrence, you know, how countries try to stop attacks by showing they can hit back hard. Or you could even discuss, like, the power dynamics in Europe and the role of groups like NATO, stuff like that.
Yeah, good points. So, moving on, there's this new experimental quantum computer chip from Google called Willow. It's making some waves.
Oh, yeah, it's a big deal. Willow, it could do calculations in just minutes that would take, like, even the fastest supercomputer billions of years. And it can do that because it uses these quantum mechanics principles, you know, like qubits. Those are different from regular bits because, well, regular bits are either a zero or one. But qubits, they can be both at the same time.
So, like, that's what makes them so much faster.
Exactly. Way faster.
Okay. But, like, what does that even mean for, you know, the average person? Does this affect our daily lives?
Well, it's early days still, but quantum computing, it could change so much. Think about things like medical research or how we make new materials, even simple things like, you know, loading websites. That could become super fast.
That'd be nice. No more spinning wheel of death, I guess.
Right.
But I imagine there are still hurdles, right? Like, I've heard error correction is a big one for quantum computing.
Yeah, there are definitely challenges.
Okay. Well, this could be a cool story to talk to your kids about. You know, the future of tech, like, what problems do they think quantum computers could solve? You know, get them thinking about it. So shifting gears a bit, The Juice had this quote of the day from Jose Ramos Horta. He's a Nobel Peace Prize winner. The quote is, "More courage is required to forgive than is required to take up arms."
Interesting. He was a major player in East Timor's fight for independence. And that, you know, was a rough fight with a lot of violence. So his words about forgiveness, they definitely mean something coming from him.
Yeah, for sure. It could be a good way to talk to your kids about, like, the different sides of forgiveness. When's it the right thing to do? When's it really hard? You know, what role does empathy play? Things like that. Now, this next one might make you want a snack. Apparently, eating just a little bit of dark chocolate every day, like an ounce, might mean you're less likely to get type 2 diabetes.
That's interesting. Although this study, it was just observational. So it shows a connection, but it doesn't prove that one thing causes the other, you know?
It's okay. So we can't say for sure that chocolate prevents diabetes.
Right. But dark chocolate has these things called flavanols. They're antioxidants from cacao beans. And they're linked to less inflammation. And that matters because chronic inflammation, it might play a part in type 2 diabetes developing.
Got it. And we're talking specifically about dark chocolate here, not milk chocolate.
No. Exactly. Milk chocolate usually has way less cacao and lots more sugar, so you don't get the same benefits.
Makes sense. This story could be a good way to talk about healthy eating with your kids.
Yeah.
And also about how to, you know, really understand what a scientific study means, the difference between correlation and causation. Okay, on to something totally different. There's this journalist, Tamuna Muzaridze from Georgia. She's been working to reunite families that were, you know, separated at birth.
Oh, and get this. She found this huge baby trafficking ring, like thousands of babies taken from their families and put up for adoption illegally. And while she was working on that, her own biological father, who'd been following her on social media, he realized who she was and reached out to her. They finally got to meet.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Really shows how important family is. Maybe you can use this story to talk about adoption with your kids.
Yeah.
Or like family history in general, all the different ways families exist. Okay, now, the last story we're going to talk about today, it's a bit, it's a tough one. It's about the challenges that a lot of LGBTQ plus youth are facing, especially, you know, with everything going on politically.
Yeah, I saw that. It's tough to see.
Yeah. And there's been this increase in calls to LGBTQ plus crisis hotlines.
Yeah, especially since the election.
There have been so many anti-LGBTQ plus laws proposed, and it's been a big focus during the campaigns, too.
Right, and all that rhetoric, it has an impact.
Yeah, big impact. There's this group called the Rainbow Youth Project, and they've seen a huge jump in calls.
Yeah, I read that. Over 5,500 calls in just the first 12 days of November.
That's a lot.
Yeah, their usual average is like 3,700 for the whole month.
Wow. So it's clear that all this political stuff, it's really affecting young people.
It's heartbreaking, honestly.
Yeah. And it's not just the kids calling. There are more parents and grandparents calling, too, looking for support.
Yeah, they're worried. They need help navigating this.
There was this quote from a trans student. His name is Eli, and he's 18. He said, "You are not alone. There are queer adults who have lived long and happy lives, and you will get there, too."
That's beautiful.
It really is. A message of hope and resilience.
Absolutely. We need to share those stories.
Yeah.
To inspire young people and to, you know, help build a world where everyone feels accepted.
Yes, exactly. It's been, it's been a fascinating look at what's shaping how kids see the world. We hope you'll take some of this and talk about it with your kids, help them keep learning, keep asking questions, and keep exploring this amazing and, let's be honest, sometimes pretty crazy world we live in.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Keep those conversations going.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.